It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 5. Can you believe it is Week 5 already, D? Crazy. Absolutely freaking crazy. But there's still time to play along with us. Go to our CBS Pick'em League entitled The Option 2024. Sign up today and you can play along with us. Last week, Danny Butler took it home. 12 points, winning the week. Got him up to 34 for the year. The lovely Rita Sanchez is still in first place with 39 points. I'm in second with 35. Danny and D are tied at 34. And then you have Jamaican Lion holding strong in fifth place. But we'll see what happens this week. And here we go. Your Thursday night game of the week on Amazon. The 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Hotlanta to take on the 2-2 Atlanta Falcons.
Bucks.
I like the Bucks too. I'm hesitant, especially after what the Falcons were able to do in narrowly beating the Saints. This team has some moxie. This team has some moxie, but I think the Bucks are just better. Sunday. 9:30 a.m. live from London. The 2-2 Jets take on the 4-0 Minnesota Vikings, who are the nominal home team.
I'm taking Skull Vikings.
Yeah.
This is the prediction. Pain.
Pay.
Vikings win pretty handily. Sunday, part two, this time at 1 o'clock. The 1-3 Carolina Panthers go into Chicago to take on the 2-2 Chicago Bears.
I'm taking the Bears. I think it'll be a high-scoring game, too.
I think so. I mean, the Panthers showed a lot last week. They hung with the Bengals. They almost knocked off the Bengals. They got there. They were close. So, we'll see. But the Bears' defense is better than the Bengals' defense, so I'm going to take the Bears. A shootout, but I'm going to take the Bears. The 2-2 Baltimore Ravens go into Cincinnati, speaking of the Bengals, to take on the 1-3 Cincinnati Bengals.
Ravens.
Yeah, pretty handily. Pretty easily. The 3-1 Buffalo Bills go into Houston to take on the 3-1 Texans.
I got the Bills. I think it's a get-right game. I think their defense shows up and gives Stroud a hard time.
These are two teams that kind of need to right the ship a little bit still. Like, I know it was 2 weeks. The Texans are 2 weeks removed from their loss, but I think they definitely need to right the ship a little bit, and I think they're going to be able to do it. I'm going to go with the Texans. The 2-2 Indianapolis Colts with Joe Flacco under center go into Duval to take on the 0-4 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jags got their first win, baby.
Really?
Really?
Interesting. Bold choice, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. I gotta go with the Colts. Old man Joe is under center again, so that means stability for that franchise. Wherever Joe goes lately, he brings stability. Except that one time he was a Jet. Oops. They're not all winners. The 1-3 Miami Dolphins go into Foxborough to take on the 1-3 New England Patriots.
Dolphins get their lead and get their first win.
I like the Patriots. The Dolphins are a fucking mess, dude. They are an absolute fucking mess. Absolute mess. The Patriots aren't much better, but at least they have a quarterback. Jacoby Brissett is better than Snoop Huntley. He's better than Skylar Thompson. So I gotta go with the Patriots. The 1-3 Cleveland Browns go into DMV, Landover, Maryland, to take on the 3-1 Commies. 4-1, and the Commies pull ahead. Jaden Daniels continues his trek to be Rookie of the Year.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 2-2 Las Vegas Raiders go into the Mile High to take on the 2-2 Denver Broncos. Give me the Broncos. The Raiders are in free fall. And it's only week 5. The 1-3 Arizona Cardinals go into San Francisco to take on the 2-2 Niners.
Cardinals.
I'm taking the Cardinals too. I don't like what's going on in San Francisco. A lot of injuries. Yeah, Kittle was back last week, but I think you're going to get caught. The 2-2 Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love. What the hell? Is he Wolverine? What the hell happened there? Like, he was supposed to be 6-8. He was like a 4-6. Now he's back already. He's good. We're good.
He's so good.
So Jordan Love under center. And he's taking on the 1-3 Los Angeles Rams.
Packers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Packers too. The Rams are going to try and get right, though. That was a bad loss to the Bears. The 1-3 New York Football Giants go into Lumen Field to take on the 3-1 Seattle Seahawks.
Hey, you.
Geno Smith revenge game. You shouldn't have made me start over Eli. You shouldn't have made me start over, Eli. Geno Smith is going to carve up that defense. Especially if Neighbors is in concussion protocol and they rule him out. That's going to be even less of a reason to watch. Well, here's an over-under for you. Over-under 1/4 of play for Drew Lock on Sunday.
Under. Daniel will play the whole game.
I gotta go over. I think this might be the game where he's so atrocious that they finally bench him. Your Sunday night special. The 2-2 Dallas Cowboys go into Pittsburgh to take on the 3-1 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Cowboys.
Really? Okay. No Parsons, no Lawrence. That doesn't sway you a little bit.
No, I think they're due.
I'm going to take the Steelers. That was an aberration. Like, we'll see what they are now. And against the depleted Cowboys defense, I think Justin Fields is going to have a hell of a game. And your Monday night delight, the 2-2 Saints at the 4-0 Kansas City Chiefs.
Saints.
Really? Okay.
Really?
You are taking...
I'm coming for you,
you're
Rita.
Taking the big swing. You're taking the big swings this week. Okay. I see you.
Saints play defense,
I
man.
I see you. But it's the offense that worries me. So, I see you. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Again, just enough to win. Just enough. Now, Rashi Rice, that's a problem. They lost him, ACL tear. We'll see. But we'll see who steps up. Maybe they actually integrate Travis Kelce a little bit more. Maybe he actually gets some catches. But I like the Chiefs to take it home. Teams on a bye this week, the Lions, the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Titans. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. go to our CBS Pick'em League entitled The Option 2024. Sign up today and play. It's free and you win bragging rights. See if you can beat the champ.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.